Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay. We're coming to you live from Digital Signage Expo here in the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's day one of the Digital Signage Expo, and I've caught up with Mr. Digital Signage, Lyle Bunn. How are you doing, Lyle?
Pleasure to be here. Hi, Gary. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. And you and I have known each other now for about 12 years.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that you converted me into a digital signage lover, and I'm excited about where the industry's come. And every year you do a predictions article about what's the state of the digital signage market and what's likely to happen for 2014. So I'd love for you to take a few minutes to tell me, say, your top three or four predictions.
Three or four points right off the top in terms of the status and what those dots show us going forward into the future.
All right.
So the major shift is the number of new organizations that are coming into both the use and, on the other side, the supply of digital signage. When we were getting to know each other better, the AV integration community was really coming on board. Now the static sign industry is really coming on board. So if AV integration is, what, a $30 billion industry in North America?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than that, but yeah.
Okay,
right.
Static signs is about 50, 55 billion.
Yeah.
With a lot of those small organizations who have local relationships.
Yep.
And so a lot more organizations coming on board to provide the elements. And with sign companies coming on board, that critical element of content. So that issue, in terms of driving digital signage success, having enough good priced content is now being resolved. That's a key trend for 2014.
So you think static signage people, because of their network and the way they've had their content developed through the years, will sort of meld into digital signage and will solve the content problem.
Right.
And they
on.
Could even be working together with AV integrators, IT integrators to build the system together.
You nailed it.
Okay.
You nailed it. So that's the key trend. The second key trend is that digital signage, the aperture on media is going to open. And what I mean by that is that digital signage is one communication device, and it is now integrating so much better, so much more seamlessly with mobile devices, with spectacular signs, with websites, that we're going to see digital signage being integrated into the communication strategy of end user organizations.
Okay. So it's going to be a normal thing rather than an exception.
Right.
Or rather than a luxury, it's going to be a necessity for an organization.
Less experimental. And that really points to the third item. And that is the fact that the chief marketing officer is taking over ownership of the network that they have. So where we think of a standard media model of paid media, advertising, and then owned media, which is websites, the digital signage, etc., and earned media, viral marketing, etc., we see the chief marketing officer really embracing the media that they fully own, where they can present the attributes of their brand and promote to their revenue objectives
because
they own the media. And so we see marketing personnel really embracing location-based signage as a way of achieving their goals.
So for you to be successful in digital signage in the future, then that means you're going to have to embrace mobile applications of digital signage.
Yeah, if you're not, if a marketer or communicator is not embracing mobile, and especially not exploiting the natural ability of that digital signage platform on location to activate the mobile engagement, then you're a dinosaur.
So, what's the size of the digital signage market right now? What are the best estimates?
That's a great question because there's so little research on it. But I still assess it based on looking at a number of data points, including display search and others. I still assess it at around $7 billion.
Okay.
But a large portion of that $7 billion, the growth portion of that $7 billion, is really in the content area, because we've got a lot of deployment that's already been sort of factored into the in the books. It's money already invested, and the recurring monthly, weekly, daily investment is now in content.
And so where do you see that market in 2020? How big?
2020, we heard from Jose Avalos this morning that he expects 50 billion displays worldwide. U.S., North America is really half of world in terms of digital signage.
Okay.
And so, that 50 billion worldwide, 25 billion displays by 2020, slam dunk, easily done, low hung fruit.
Wow. Okay, good prediction there. So if you want to learn more about Lyle Bunn and what he does, you go to what? What's the web address again?
LyleBunn.com. LyleBunn.com. And keep watching Rave for those great articles on digital signage and where it's going.
Well, thank you very much, Lyle. We appreciate your partnership. You write a bunch of stuff for us as well, and we appreciate it. And you've always been very insightful and very gracious in your giving to Rave and helping us out as well. You guys, thanks for listening, and we're going to continue interviewing some of the movers and shakers here in digital signage industry here in Las Vegas. We got another day and a half to go.
Great to talk to you, Gary. Bye now.
Thank you very much, Lyle.